Roger, Smithy feels better, I thought, this week, anyhow. He was going to be having a party. I thought he invited about 20 folks over. I guess if he feels up to it this week, he will. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know of any space recently.
Okay, well, is that just delayed, or,
Well, it's 11 o'clock. I'll find out for you.
Yeah, I'm thinking about the party where you said it's about 46 or 50 people over.
I thought he planned that, but then maybe he's under the weather. I don't know. I certainly heard about 2 weeks ago that he was still planning that party. Something about later on in the week?
This morning, Elvis?
Roger, I would hope right away.
Yeah, but that's not the same party, Roger.
Roger.
Okay, why don't you sign up and I'll stand by.
Would anybody else know? Some of Agnes's friends tonight, Tobby.
Agnes's friends?
Yeah, you know Agnes is kind of a big woman, kind of really big woman. Anyway, she heard from Agnes concerning Zita, Tobby. DeWitt.
Yeah, big one. What? A big woman. She is a big woman. Negative, negative. About DeWitt and Zeta. She's been having a lot of her own problems. One thing she said is that she thought DeWitt was trying to make Tony's house look like, kind of like the place that Marvin's friends, Lisa's, used to live in a long time ago. Do you copy?
Could you repeat that one more time over?
Did you copy any of it?
Yeah, one thing she said.
She thought that DeWitt was trying to make Tony's house look like where Marvin and Sarah's and Lisa's and Ann's family used to live a number of years ago. Copy?
Yeah, Roger.
That was her observation, that that's what it appeared to her. That was definitely her impression of, you know, talking with DeWitt.
Oh, good.
Stand by a second.
Now you're copy.
No, you copied. I just didn't say anything.
There's so much static. It's hard to tell the clear static. If you're talking, there's so much static.
Sometimes it probably sounds alike. Stand by a second.
Standing by.
Roger. 303.
Okay, let's move up to 344, over.
Roger, 801, do you copy?
Within the next 2 weeks, too, it's going to be a busy host, over.
Yeah, but that's not part of Tommy's party, is it?
Well, this is, this would be a separate party.
Okay, well, we'd like to try a contact for the general assistance to Bobby. If you can
James and Martha and Tom.
Okay.
How about
the science classes that we never finished before, okay?
Yeah, Roger.
Okay, so why don't you try to get that phone box picked up? What you can do is you can
background on
stand by. I wanted to let you know that stand by. But I told her that if it wasn't clear enough, we'd try tomorrow night. Copy? Stand by.
Go home and go to bed, is that okay?
Yeah, we can try tomorrow night.
Okay, we'll see if we can get both numbers by tomorrow night, and we'll try that again, okay?
Is the other one just regular listed? Okay, I'll look. Skip it for tonight then?
Eric is
not in the area. Eric is down south, and he and a couple other people were in a car accident, but they're okay. He's not around. But I'll find it for tomorrow night.
Okay, roger.
Okay,
I'll go and holler tomorrow and you can holler today.
Okay.
You don't want to holler for Martha first? She's getting,
when you talk on your phone.
Okay, this is beginning tape for June the 17th, 1978.
Okay, I just have responses for you from Pete. Just some responses from Pete. Do you copy me?
Yeah, Roger, go ahead and respond to something, over.
Okay, first, please, let him know, stand by. Statement, in the statement made by, Zita's loved ones the other night, over. In the statement, over. Made by Zita's loved ones, over. Zita's, over. The other night, over. They mentioned, over. They had lost something, over. Roger. Not just Christina's children, but also they personally, over. Okay. He would like, over, to give Zita a call, to call her up, over. To call her up, over. On behalf, over. Of her loved ones, over. But first. The details, over.
The details.
Okay, here's Lil with something, over. Do you copy? Lola was taken to the hospital late last night. You copy? She's all right now. But she needs rest. It's her same old problem. Copy? The one on the side, do you copy? Anyway, she's back to normal now. She's back to normal. It was it was the worst that she'd ever had. It was the worst she'd ever had, but she is all right now. She's back to completely normal, over. But she will be there several days, copy. That's it. She's in good spirits. She is in good spirits. She's in good spirits. This time it affected her speech and everything. This is totally, totally normal. Roger, roger, roger. WB6MNH, portable 801. We copy, we copy. Roger, roger. Stand by. Okay, 803, 801 is up.
Okay,
we're
going to call the
downtown. If you picked up, the apologies are supposed to pick up today, over. So what kind of book? The package you're supposed to pick up today, so you belong in, over. Okay. 801, 801, please call the guest house, call the guest house, over. Negative copy. Please move up 1 KC, over. Just tune up to us. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. We have not been able to get through, even with assistance. The lines must be down. You cannot reach them. Is that a roger? Johnny should pick up the package, right? Message through. Over. 8801, WB6MN, 8801. Can you try now? Over. I said, can you try again now? Try to call again now. Over. He says, Roger, he will try. What is the message? Over. Coming in on the plane. Over. Okay, AR3 is going to start calling now. Did you copy what I was telling you? Over.
Before that.
Yeah, I'm
glad. Okay, well, that would be what he would like to do if, you know, if those statements bear out. Over.
Roger, on.
Okay, in regard to Andrew's friend, he's going to call Monday. Over.
Andrew's friend is going to call on Monday. Over.
He's going to call Andrew's friend over in Oakland on Monday and ask how to proceed with the invitation. Over. Roger, Roger, this frequency is in use. This is WB6DVI and QSO is WB6MID, port 8R3. Thanks for checking, old man. Roger. He wants to hold off. Over.
Roger.
On the 25-year story and also on, standby. Oh, Mrs. Garcia, until after Andrew has confirmed. Over. Or until after Andrew. In two weeks. Over. He feels. Over.
Roger. that Mr. DeWitt, over. Would not be inclined, over. To work with Mrs. Seymour's plan on the 25-year letter, over. To cooperate with Mrs. Seymour's plans, over. Until he has a chance to do two things. Over. One, a long letter to Mr. Riggs, over. Mr. Riggs, which Flo is working on tonight, over. Riggs, over. And until he has been able to get the invitation out to Andrews, over. Then he would like to try, over. It would be advantageous to do the 25-year thing, over. After number one, his long letter to Riggs, and after number two, he has a chance to get the invitation out, over. Yeah, he would go along with it then, but he doesn't think DeWitt would be interested until then. That's, you know, that's just speculation, but that's his opinion, over.
Roger, go ahead.
I wanted to clarify the point about when he said it was a mismatch, that he didn't think that Christina's children would match up too well at Dr. Corbett's place, over. What he meant was he felt that Christina's family could not really be accommodated all in one house at Corbett. Would probably end up getting various rooms in various locations at if. At Grady's, you copy? And some of the children might he just thought maybe that if they weren't just living with their mom and dad, they might not, keep their identity quiet as well, over. His personal feeling is that David is more preoccupied with Colleen right now, over. And so when he says that Christina's children have an excellent, you know, excellent position in the home where they are, that's the reason, over.
Roger.
Alrighty, on Nathan, over. I guess he has pretty big plans for Nathan, over.
He has what?
Just pretty big plans for Nathan, over. He'd like to see him take up to 15 units a month, over. Real big, over. Real big, over. Real big, big plans, over. I did not copy.
How many people did you have planned to attend this session, over?
Martha? He didn't give a number. It's his whole teaching staff, over. Well, he wants to be able to let any and all lecture, over. The whole teaching staff, any and all of the teaching staff he works with, over. No, I don't know. I don't know. Over.
What
does your name mean by this? Are these guys your words? I'm just trying to tell you how the arrangement, the way it is now, over? You know the arrangement, the way it first was, over? Yeah, Roger, 15,000, over.
A 15-year-old?
Roger, 1-5, 1-5, over. Roger, Roger, Roger. Each month.
And what
what all of a sudden here, was it?
His teaching staff, over. Just for what?
Just for Builder's class or over?
Stand by.
Martha, what we need to know is if this is the number of the mailing list will be there after 15,000. Is that for Silbert's mailer? Is that for the mailer for Silbert, over?
Stand by, please. Ever. It's for whatever from here on out. Over. Everything he would be teaching, over. No one else. Over.
Roger, is there an hourly wage on top of this? Do you need to know that for the
in order to plan our budget,
is there an hourly wage on top of the flat fee for you and the reception?
For the teaching staff, no, but if there are other things involved in getting the mailer out, then that would be an addition, over.
Yeah.